These prayer requests are actually a continuation of things we've been praying for this week, but they're very, very important and critical. We want to continue to pray for David Wright, who received a new liver Sunday night. So huge praise there. He'd been called to the city a couple of weeks ago thinking they had a liver and it wasn't a match. So we want to continue to pray for him. And then we want to continue to pray for Neva Churchill. Very unusual for another Neva to be around here and in the same county as me. She's probably about 15 years older than me, but she fell and broke her hip this past Friday night. And so she had to be medified to the city, but her hip was repaired, and she's now going to physical therapy facility. Actually, I believe she's going to get to do that in Cheyenne at the Cheyenne Hospital, which is great for her family around there. Then we want to continue to pray for a speedy recovery for Cindy Atha, who had knee replacement surgery yesterday. And we want to keep Gail Davis in our prayers, as she had surgery yesterday to reconnect everything so that she can be free from the colostomy bag. She's been waiting, like that happened 2.5 years ago when she had to deal with that.
All right. Well, Father, we just want to lift up these needs before you, and we know that they've been prayed for before, and we just celebrate the praises that have come as a result of that. But we just ask for David Wright that you will continue to bless him, celebrate that one, there was a liver available, but we also pray for the family of the one that lost a loved one for this to be to take place, and we ask for your comfort and encouragement for them. But for David, we pray that things will go well for him. There will be no rejection. Pray that everything functions normally as it should. And as he adjusts to a new lifestyle through this, I just pray that you will guide and direct there, and we celebrate with him this new lease on life that has been given to him, and ask your blessings upon him. We pray for Neva Churchill, who's broken her hip and all repaired now, but we pray that as she goes through the rehab that everything will go well. We pray that the pain that she might be experiencing will be minimized. Know that pain has a lot to do with how quickly one is able to rehab and recover. And so, Father, just take that pain away, and we know there's pain involved in these things, but Lord, keep that at the manageable level. Let her just be able to be up and about doing what she needs to be doing. And we also pray that for Cindy, and who's had this replacement of her knee, and Lord, pray that as she goes through the days ahead and in regaining the mobility and the range of movement in that knee, that it will go well. She'll be able to regain that range quickly. She'll heal. No infection will be there. And that she'll be able to be about resuming her normal activities very shortly. And then for Gail Davis, we pray for her. She's had this surgery to reconnect everything from the colostomy, and we just pray that everything works, everything will be function well as it's supposed to. And Father, we just ask that you will do what only you can do there, and we pray that she'll be able to resume a normal life as a result of this, and quick recovery there as well. And we leave all of these into your hands, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, the Lord just laid on my heart that we need to pray for Monica and the situation. She and some of her family are in court today, and so we want to lift her up. She's had a sweet little angel for 2.5 years, I believe, that she's had custody of him. But another person, actually Dwight's daughter and son-in-law, have wanted to take him into their home, and so they're in court today transferring that, whatever that is, the
transferring custody.
Custody, yeah, thank you. And then also she has her other grandson, Ethan, that she's going to court with to see about him being emancipated so he can enroll in school where he wants to enroll in school and kind of be his own boss. But she's taking him into her home now. Mm-hmm. So let's pray for that whole situation.
Right. Father, we do lift up this situation where that Monica's facing in both of these grandchildren, and we're asking that you would just work in the situation for your will and your way. Lord, we pray that everything will go smoothly as the one grandson, the custody is transferred over to this family that wants them to take him in and take care of him and help to raise him in the way that he should go, and continue to give him the love and support that Monica has been able to give. And we pray for this other grandson that as he's coming of age, and Lord, that everything will go well there. There will not be a situation in which he cannot be able to make his decisions there. And Lord, that will be granted. And Lord, we pray that your will be done in each one of these situations, because you know exactly what needs to take place. And so we're leaving that into your hands, asking your blessings upon them. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Joe has a little side business, Crosscut Creations, where you will do custom designs in wood. And I know you do a lot of other things. And we appreciate
one or two other things.
Yeah, we appreciate your sponsorship in this program and your participation for 16 years. So we just appreciate that. If you have something that you would like to have him make or want to see what he does, you can give him a call at 580-243-8635. Also, before we get to the other announcements, I would like for you to share the hours, the location of your church, the hours when you have services.
All right. Yes, Church of God, Elk City Church of God, we're located at 501 West 1st Street, right up the street from where we are this morning here. We're one block east of the junior high. If you're not real familiar with Elk City, maybe fairly new here, if you go to the west side of Homeland on 3rd Street, and you turn north and go north two blocks, you'll run into us almost literally. not quite literally, but we're on the corner of 1st and Walker. And so 501 West 1st Street. Right now during the summer, we're primarily just having Sunday morning services. We'll begin some Bible studies in the fall. We have Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship is at 10:45. I'm not going to be there this Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Got a good friend of mine, Kenny Adams, coming out from Oklahoma City, and he's bringing someone with him to do worship as well. The person we originally thought was going to be there, just getting back from vacation, and so not able to be there, but looking forward to having him come out. If you... come there on Sunday morning and you look at him and go, he looks kind of familiar. I think I've seen him somewhere in the past. He was the TV spokesman for OG&E for many years before he retired. So if you happen to see him and you go, he looks familiar, that's why. But a great guy. He'll be coming and sharing for me on that. And then back again, like in the fall, we will be having going back to some Bible studies and doing more children's activities. So as we get closer there, I'll keep you informed.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to that. The Refuge Church is at 18410 Highway 152. That's 3 miles west of Sayre. And they have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and Wednesday youth group at 7. If you want more information about the Refuge Church, which is non-denominational, you can call Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. As I said early in the program, Spain's Construction is our Facebook sponsor today. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
As you know, Barber Dyson Ford was recently awarded our 5th President's Award. This award is largely because our service team, including our 3 master mechanics, and the timing is just right as summer just keeps getting hotter. Come visit our service department today and keep your car's AC and engine running great. We love what we do, and that's why we're the #1 auto dealer in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Don't get stuck out in the heat. Experience the Barber Dyson difference today. BarberDysonFord.net.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Pastor Joe Thompson is our guest today, and we appreciate you hanging in here with us. We did have a little issue in the beginning and had to restart the iPad, and so I appreciate you continuing to be faithful to our to our technological situations around here. Pastor Joe, talking to us about rescue
and delivery. Right.
Rescue and
delivery. Looking at Psalm 40 here. And we've kind of looked at what it means to be in the pits. We've looked at the fact that when God brings us out of the pits, we need to praise Him. We need to just thank Him for what He's done, some of those things. And then when we come out of the pits, we need to make sure that we tell others. And we've kind of talked about that a little bit. But in verses 9 and 10, he points out more specifically that witnessing is really a celebration of God's goodness. And he says, I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not hide your righteousness in your heart. I speak of your faithfulness. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness. And when you tell what God has done for you, it encourages others to trust. You know, you can teach all you want from the Bible, and it's good, and we need to make sure that what we say comes from the Bible. But it's when others see how God has rescued us, then they begin to see that God rescued them. He can rescue me as well.
Mm-hmm. Testimonies are so important.
Yeah. I tell people, tell your story.
Uh-huh, right.
We talk about testimony. I can never give my testimony. So I just, rather than telling people to tell your testimony, I just say, tell your story.
Uh-huh.
Don't think of it as a testimony where you have to have everything laid out perfectly. Just tell your story. Say, well, I was in a similar situation to maybe what you're facing here, and let me just tell you my story. And when we begin to look at it as telling our story versus having to have this quote-unquote thing kind of memorized, you're not telling anything from memory as far as having it all memorized in your head. You're just simply saying, this is what God done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell your story because when you tell your story, it encourages other people to trust. And then people can see the possibility of God rescuing them,
mm-hmm,
because they're in a similar situation. Lizzie DeArmond wrote a hymn, I don't know, years and years ago. And this is what she wrote. Have you found rest and peace within, rolled far away your load of sin? Step from the old life to the new. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you, of his love so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Tell your story. Share what God has done. Celebrate God's goodness in your life and help others to celebrate. And then we go on and we see in verses 11, 13 that there's a reminder for us to trust God. Sometimes we get going on and we forget. Oh, you know. And so David said, don't hold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. I'm out of this trouble, but other troubles come around and surround me. and so save me. Be there for me always, Lord. And the thing we need to remember is that trusting God is a deliberate choice.
Mm-hmm.
And those who believe that following God is easy are fooling themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. It's easy in one sense in the fact that we know that God's there for mm-hmm. us if we're really trusting him. But there's going to be difficulties in life. So it's not always easy. It's supposed to be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always easy as far as we're going to have an easy life and that everything's going to go perfectly. Satan's always looking to thwart our trust in God.
Yes, he is.
And because he's looking to thwart our trust in God, there's going to be those difficulties in life. Why do you think David was in the pit in the first place? Satan was there. And so we have to choose each day to trust him. And it's a deliberate choice. And so I go back and I harp on this time and time again. Spend time in God's Word daily. Mm-hmm. Take time to spend in His Word. And for me, it's morning. Other people, maybe it's at noon or evening. Everybody has their best time of the day. Evening, if I sit down and read, I'm usually
nodding off.
Nodding off. But for me, it's morning. Then I have to have a few minutes to wake up even in the morning before I spend time with the Lord. But spend time in God's presence and then go prayerfully through the day as you face whatever the day holds. We have no idea what the day holds. We have our plans, but we have no idea what the day holds. And so we're going to face those situations, and we have to pray. And when we spend time with God, then it allows us to see His faithfulness. And verses 14 through 17 actually talk about seeing God's faithfulness. Let those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. You know, Lord, take care of those. May those who are trying to make fun of me be appalled by their own shame. May it come back on them. But may you seek those who rejoice and be glad in you. As for me, I'm poor and needy, but Lord, you think of me. And you're my help. You're my deliverer. And ultimately, we have to remember that God is our help and our defender. He's the one who's going to ultimately rescue us. And he's the one who's going to stand up to that bully Satan and say, you can't have him or her. Mm-hmm. She is mine. And God's the one who will ultimately come and say that. Yes, we should be able to say, Satan, you can't have me. But ultimately, it's God who's going to say, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
They're mine.
That's right.
And so we should take great comfort knowing that God has our back.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we forget that God has our back, and we think we have to do it. And so instead of maybe sometimes trying to figure out how to rescue ourselves, we should just say, God, you have my back. And you show me what to do, I'll be willing to do it, but you're the one who ultimately has my back. And so we should live that life, live that out in our life. And so maybe we need to just ask ourselves some questions from time to time. First question, what's going on in my life that I need rescue from? You know, what are the things that I'm facing? Is it a financial need? Is it a spiritual need? Is there a physical need, family need, a relationship need? What's going on that I need rescue from? It's hard to solve a problem if you can't identify the problem.
True.
And sometimes we may not be able to identify the problem. We just need to ask God to help us identify the problem.
Right.
And identify those situations that only God can bring us through. Because you really can't ask for help until you identify what the need is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just need help identifying the need. But what's going on that I need rescuing from? Once you've done that, then... what do I need to trust God for in my situation or situations that need to be resolved? First of all, what's God asking me to do? Because most often, it's not a God only, it's a God and me, or God and we thing. Sometimes it is just, it's totally God. We know there are those times. But a lot of times God is saying, I'm here, but here's what you need to do as well. I'm going to be with you as you walk through this, but there are steps that you're going to need to do. And so we need to ask God to help us to identify those things. And again, it's not us trying to figure out the problem. It's asking God to help us identify and then to show us what we need to do in the problem. God put us here on earth to be able to walk through some of these things. And then as we do that, how will I give glory to God for the deliverance? How is my life going to be different because God has brought me through that? How will I tell others about what God has done and that they might be encouraged, and how will God use me perhaps to help others as they are facing similar situations? And I think we need to be careful when we're helping others in their situations to tell them how God has delivered us and how God has walked through us, through that with us. But we need to be careful not to tell them, now this is the steps that you need to take because this is the steps that God took with me. Mm-hmm. Because every person is different and every situation is different. And there may be some of the same steps that God will walk through with that person or with that family or that situation that are exactly the same. But let's be careful not to put our situation in and say, now this is exactly what you need to do. You pray to God, you ask God, ask for God's leading and direction for that what he wants you to do. We want to fix other people's problems. Only God can ultimately fix our problems.
Right. Right.
And so let's make sure that we don't do that. And so how will I give God the glory for my deliverance? How will I use that to help others? God knows your situation.
Mm-hmm. Before we know it.
Yeah. God knows your situation. Trust him to deliver you. There's nothing that he's not aware of that you're going through. And he knows exactly how to deal with it. But we've got to allow him to deal with it and to do what he asked us to do in that situation. And use your deliverance to encourage others, because he doesn't just deliver you for your benefit. He wants you to help others through their situations. And again, don't tell others step by step what to do, because God may want to work. But develop your story so that you can effectively share that with other people. As you're going through, and as you see God working, begin to ask yourself even then, what does this mean? How can I use this? Situation may not be resolved yet, but how can I use this to help encourage others? And then ultimately, we need to celebrate our deliverance with others. We need to celebrate it with God. We need to celebrate it with others. Lawrence Brooks wrote, "He lifted me out of the deep miry clay. He settled my feet in the straight narrow way. He lifted me up to a heavenly place, and he flooded my soul each day with his grace." That's celebration.
Mm-hmm.
When you see, recognize how God has lifted us up, how he has brought us through to the point where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully as we look at this song of rescue and delivery, we will gain some insight of what God needs to do and wants to do in our hearts and our lives.
Well, this was a great lesson that you taught us today that we need to remember every day. And, you know, one way I'm reminded so often, life is so fast-paced, it's ridiculous.
Right.
And here's one thing that happens with me almost without exception. Almost every day I find a coin on the ground somewhere. And when I pick that coin up, I say, "In God we trust." I don't care if it's a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter. Don't find too many quarters, but, you know, there's a lot of pennies scattered around. Uh-huh. People don't have much regard for pennies. And it's a reminder to me, "In God we trust." And I never had really thought too much about that until we found out they were changing the radio station from The Rock to whatever it is. And I was just so devastated by that. And I was just, you know, crying and carrying on within myself. And I went to the Four Corners to deliver the penny newspapers that day. And there was a penny in the doorway. And I picked it up and I said, "In God we trust." And it was as if the heaven opened up and said, "Really, Neva? Look at you. You're whining and moaning and carrying on. And you're saying, 'In God we trust.'" And that was just such a sweet reminder to me that, yes,
right,
in God we do trust. This is no surprise to you, and I must trust you for it and through it. And so, like I say, almost without exception on a daily basis, I find a coin, and I always say, remind myself, "In God
right
we trust."
Right.
So.
He's talking about, you know, finding coins, and, you know, we don't usually find quarters and what have you. But I was walking one day down First Street here, and somebody must have had their hole in their pocket, because from the corner of Washington down to this corner here, I found like $1.50 in quarters and dimes and nickels and pennies, and it was like, you know, it was just scattered along the. I felt sorry for whoever it was, but there was a lot of change there. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a blessed day that day for me. In
I
God
guess
we
it
trust.
Was. Yeah. Right. Well, thank you, Pastor Joe, for coming in and sharing this lesson. If you missed any part of this, go back and watch it on Facebook. We did start late. We're not moving things over to our website at this moment. Monica's going to come in later today or stay late tomorrow and try to get that all situated again, because when we lost our hard drive and had to get a new one, things went south and we hadn't quite got everything squared away. But Gabe came in, I believe it was Monday this week, and got part of our stuff fixed. So
right,
most of it fixed.
Why do we always say things went south instead of went north or east or west?
I don't know. That is something to be pondered. I'll be thinking about that the rest of the day, I'm sure. From me, Neva, from my sweet friend Sue, from Pastor Joe, have a great day. We will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.